isikhathi sembiko yenu.
Budise lapha emsakazweni kama usipongwenya lapha eGoli. Ngitabuka ntabuka eplan 3 empandeni. Andanze ukuphikisana la ma-analyst then emsakazweni lapho uMabhena lalo omunye ubaba okhuluma eseblog we-analyst na. Indaba ye-NATO le Russia. I-NATO ayikaze yaba yi-threat ye-Russia. Ngicabanga ukuthi i-NATO isizathu ikhona namhlanje kunxa yokuthi ivikele labo abalezandla ezimfitshane abangakhoni ukuzilwela lokuzivikela esiqhwageni lesiqholo lesi esibizwa ukuthi ayiRussia. Ungabheka amazwe ase-Eastern Europe lapha abaleka ingena kunatho kungenxa yokuthi ngoba saba isiqhwaga lesi abathi nguRussia. Bazibona bengavikelekanga kuRussia ngoba iRussia injongo yayo ukuthi ibuyele lona la mazwe abiza kuthiwa yi-Soviet Union kudala iyabambe ngodli angene ngaphansi kwayo. Yikho nje sibona impi yase-Ukraine namhlanje, yinjongo ye-Russia laphana, hhayi ukuthi NATO threat kwatintini. I-Russia ifuna ukuthi ithathe umbuso, ikhiphe laba basembusweni e-Ukraine ifake i-puppet government yayo. Yikho okudala bekuzama behluleka, manje bayibona ukuthi into yabo ayingeke iyenzeke. Yikho sebezama ukuthi balwe ukuthi babasuse i-government ekhona manje eyase-Ukraine. Injongo sisizwile besithi baliberate abantu base-Ukraine, kodwa ngizuza ukuthi ubaliberate kanjani abantu abangakufuniyo? Ngoba uyabona ise-Ukraine ukuthi bayizonda lokuyizonda iRussia, ngisho lalaba abakhulumisa iRussia abayifuni.
Sanibonani Ntunga, liyaphila? Hayi, thina siyaphila Ntunga. Liva zamani ufundisa abantu nxa bekhuluma ku-Studio 7. Libatshele i-Studio 7 asiyo yokuthethisa abantu. Abanye basuka babe sebethathe ngani umsakazo lowo ngowabo. Kanti nina liyabalisanza inhlelo lezi ukuthi zibe ngezomuntu wonke. Abanye zigcina sengani sezibanenki isihliziyo lokuthi bakhulume ngayo, ngoba uyafica abanye sebeyenza ungani uthiwa ngiyawo ekhuluma okakhe yabe efaka inhlamba kulokuthi afake imbono ezwakalayo ukuthi yena ufuna kube njani elizweni. Hhayi, upho ngokuthi ubani yinja, ye ubani ngabe uyabulawa, ye ubani ngabe kuyabuye amabhomba abantu batshayela izulu. Zinhlamba zonke leziyani. Kanti thina siyaba singafuni kube njalo. Veke izizathu la ukuthi wena ufuna ukuthi ilizwe nxa libuswa libuswe njani. Nxa wena usiyapha ngokukhuluma inhlamba, pho usasa nxa usubusa uyabasubusa uhlezi phezu kwenduku, abantu baphonga ukulalela wena bangasoze baphendule ngendlela oyabe uyiyo yona. Lokubuseni uzaba njalo, awe kujinji.
Salubonani basakazi be-Studio 7, bingelele labalaleli. Mina nginombono lapho ukuthi kanti lo mbuzo engizibuza wona ukuthi kanti amaholi bethu abangama-members laphana ephalamende, amalungu ephalamende, imithetho eyinye abasuka beyibhasisa lo Minister of Finance osuka eyibhasisa basuka beyihluzisile sibili, bayibona ukuthi into elengqondo sibili beze beyenza ibe ngumthetho noma ibe i-benefit for bona or bazicabangela bona bodwa. Ngoba sizokuthiwa bapasise ukuthi bona njengamalungu ephalamende bangathenga izimoto ngaphandle kwelizwe ezemali elingana ne-$60,000. Sibuye simangale ngoba sizokuthiwa imali abayiholayo incane, bayakhala ngeholo labo bathi lincane kakhulu. So lo mthetho uzobanceda kanjani ma kuyukuthi bona umholo wabo vele umncane ulingana ne-$2,000 or $200? So umthetho lo usuwupase njani vele kuqaleni?
Salubonani basakazi baka Studio 7. Okhuluma uJay Moyo. Hayi, lapha basakazi ngilenhlupho la. Hayi, kunini nithumela ama audio, ayikho le audio M1 esabalo. Angazi olokhu inamba leya lisayisebenzisi mna lokhu ngirekhode entweni engasebenzi. Hayi, ngiyacela limphumele egcekeni ukuthi uhamba njani.
Salubonani ku Studio 7. Basakazi bethu nonke ku-Studio 7 nabalaleli be-Studio 7, okhulumayo ke lapha ngumdala uKhumalo ngilana eGoli bakwethu. Ngithanda ke namhla ukuthi mphawule ngalokho okukhulunywa ngabahlaziyi ababheka ukuthi kungani abantu bengayivota bethu abantu abasafuni ukuvota, abantu sebakhalala ngokuvota. Ngibona lokho akulona iqiniso. Iqiniso yikuthi bona abahlaziyi laba abekho on the ground ebantwini. Akukho lula baba, bobaba nabomama ukulungisisa izincwadi eZimbabwe. Kusukela nje encwadini zokuzalwa kusiya kuma birth certificate kusiya esithupheni, akulula, akulula, kuzima kakhulu. Ene ngapha kumele udinge ukudla. Isibonelo ngami nje, ngangine birth certificate encane, kumele ngishintshele ku birth certificate enkulu. Kwaze kwadingeka ukuthi ngiye Harare ngiyoyithatha khona. So emuntwini ongenamali zonke lezo nhlelo ukuthi azaza finyelele ukwenza yonke leyo nto, mbona ukuthi kungaphezulu kwamandla. Abantu bayafisa ukuvota kakhulu. That's why ubona kuma star rallies enziwayo kusiba labantu abaningi kakhulu. Abantu labana abaningi, ubuningi babo abarejistana, bayafisa ukuregister, bayafisa ukuvota, kodwa indlela yokuthi uthole zonke lezo yincwadi akukho lula.
Salubonani, salubonani bangani bami, salubonani hlobo zonke na Studio 7 abasakazi abahle. Hayi, ngithi ngigqugquzele lokho engangihlezi ngikhuluma ngakho, ngithi mina abantu sihlupheka ngezithupha, bangani bami elingelazithupha lamabhedi. Mina engangikhuluma ngithi angilalutho. Hayi, asambeni emnyango wama-ofisi bangani bami, asambeni, asambeni ngobuningi. Uhulumeni usecegise kakhulu ubuzimadi sikuthole emahomafisi, asambeni siyothatha izithupha bakwethu. Lami ngikhuluma nje senginaso isithupha, sengingumuntu lami ongangithola ngiphethe isithupha kathesi. Hayi, kabonga. Ngiyambonga ukhombethi i-team nangakho kwadoda. Hhayi, usebenzile wena osolayo sola asali, kodwa iqiniso ukuthi sondela ubone ukuthi isithupha lebheda ngeke ukuthathe yini. Hhayi, asambeni bafowethu, asambeni siyothatha, asambeni. Mina ngikhuluma nje ngempela, yena engangikomplena kakhulu impela. Ngicela ukuthi ngabe uba u-team nangakho uyacela, uyasicekisela ukwenzela ukuthi sithole lati isibanelo. Hhayi, usecekisile bafowethu, cekisile, cekisile ikhehle elidala. Kulanto esingayenza bafowethu, asambeni ngobuningi siyethatha. Sandeni sibili lingayisabi, akulalutho. Lanile ngithi maybe kuzaba zima mhlawumbe siyathatha. Hayi, ngithethe kahle sibili khona phekhezi. Lami ngithethe kahle impela, sengumuntu ophilayo. Ngiyabonga ama-Studio 7 umsakazi wonke abasisakazela wona, abasincedisa ngawo. Zibonge kakhulu ngokukhulumayo ngofamona ungwenya. Ngikhona phekhezi bonapha.
Ngiyabingelela kunamhlanje, ngingumfo kamafu endaweni yaseNyathi. Ngizothanda ukuphawula nje kancane kule ndaba ethinta i-transport. Uhulumeni kwafuna ukuthi abonelele ukuthi le nto ayenzakalayo ukuthi i-transport kube yinto enzima ukuthi zitholakale, ukuthi abantu bahambe baye emadolobheni lapho abaphanda khona nalapho abasebenza khona. Njalo kube sekusiba yukuthi idola litshone phansi livumbuke, litshone phansi livumbuke. Lokho kucaca kubala nje ukuthi ayikho into ayigwanisayo azoyenza. And le nto izosisa ubuhlungu kakhulu, ngoba izihlobo zethu zobe zisiyazama umsebenzi, abanye bayathengisa, but right at the end abanawo umsebenzi total. Kodwa-ke kunzima khona-ke. Okunye okufanele kwenzeke, siyacela ukuthi amapolisa maweme ukuxotshanisana nezimoto ezilayitshe abantu. And lokho abantu bakwenziswa indlala esiswini, ngoba kuthiwa indlala isusisele esigangeni lingene ekhaya liyocela ukudla, linzinze libe umuntu oqondileyo. Lokho kubuhlungu kakhulu, ngokuba uma sikukhangela kumanje ama-transport awekho, kodwa laba bantu bama-wonder feet babazamayo ukuthi bathatha abantu bababeke. Ngokwenzeka lokho kade kusenzeka, bekuba ngcono kakhulu, ngoba abantu they keep on doing their jobs nanoma bekuba nzima, kodwa bebekhona ukhona ngalokho okuncane bafake isinkwa etafuleni. In other ways, they have to make maybe a plan to create up the space for those people, like abasebenzisa izimoto ezincinci ezifana nokuthi zingathi ama-wonder feet nabo-Grandvia nezinye nje imoto. They have to ukuthi bazisayine ngaphansi kwenye inkampani. If they can't do that, vele as long as kusasenjalo basezoqhubeka abantu belayisha, ngoba indlala yiyona ebenzayo ukuthi bazibagcine sebesesimeni esikanjalo. It won't be solved without a solution, but the other thing that they have to do, they have to try to make maybe a figure to them ukuthi bazobafaka ngaphansi kwenye inhlanganiso. If they can't do that, I don't think ukuthi kusazoba nzima kakhulu. And uhulumeni makayeke ukuhlukumeza abantu, ethumelela amasosha akhe noma amapolisa akhe kuthiwa makaxotshanisa abantu kufinjisa indlela. lokho kuzoba into enzima kakhulu ngoba umuntu siyazi ukuthi nga straight yena senzeni kodwa ngolunye usuku nathi sizofuna ukuzilwela.
Labo bekungabalaleli beStudio 7 abasithumele imbiko yabo ngeWhatsApp. Lawe mlaleli uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318.